Last Friday, I was speaking to somebody on the telephone around 6:30, pretty late in the day, and the person tells me that he's in a little bit of a frantic situation. I'm like, why? What's going on? He said that he had some procedure, pretty much of a minor outpatient procedure, done on Friday morning by a urologist, and he told this urologist that did the procedure is a non-religious person, but who understands Jewish things. And he told the urologist, you know, it's an outpatient thing. I'm going home, but any problems, you know, once coming Friday night, I'm not going to be able to call, make any phone calls if it's not life threatening. So he said, fine, no problem. I'll be in touch, you know, our office. And okay, this person is a very non-complaining person. So I guess he started having some problems a little bit earlier in the day Friday, and he pushed it off, like, you know, maybe things will work out. At 2 o'clock, he realizes that, you know, he's having issues with this thing, and he's in a lot of pain. So he calls the office, he said, at 2 o'clock. And they say the office is closed. He gets the answering service. They said, okay, we'll have the doctor call you back. He's waiting. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. The doctor's not calling back. He calls again. He said, I can't believe it. He always really should call back very quickly. He's not calling back. He says, when I was speaking to him now at 6:30, he says, the doctor's not getting back. He spoke to somebody else that he knows who's a secretary that works in a different urologist's office that understands these things. And this lady is a firm lady, and she was saying, but, you know, the doctor where she works, he's also not in now. He's not reachable. She hears the problem. Maybe he needs a medicine for this. Maybe he doesn't. And they didn't know what to do. And it's late already in the day. It's 6:30. He's still waiting for the return call. What should he do? So I thought to myself, you know, I have a cousin who's from the top urologist in the country. His name is Dr. Randy Makovsky. He used to be from the top urologist in Miami, Florida. Now he lives in the Five Towns of Far Rockaway. So I said, you know, I'm gonna call him up. Let me see. He's not, you know, he didn't see you. You're not his patient, but maybe he can discuss with you and see if there's anything he could do. So I call up my cousin, Dr. Randy Makovsky, and he says, sure. I'm gonna call this person, give me his phone number, his cell number. And he called him up, and I spoke to this person like a half hour later. It was 7 o'clock, 7:15, and I'm still waiting to hear from his doctor. He said it's unbelievable what he did. He understood exactly what the pain is from, and he told me what to do, and he told me not to take this medicine that the secretary thought maybe they should take. It's gonna end up making it worse in the long run. He explained to me what to do, and the person calmed down. And I want to just fill in the end of the story that the person said that, like, you know, everything worked out over Shabbos, everything was great. He said Friday night, around like 9:30, 10 o'clock, he was in the middle of his Shabbos Suda, and his first doctor, his original doctor, calls and tells him, oh, I'm so sorry, I just got home now. And he leaves a message on the machine, and he says, I know that it's your Shabbos now, that you can't, you were told me, whatever, I'm really sorry I couldn't get back earlier, I was busy, I was away. I don't know, I didn't see you, I don't understand exactly what the problem is. Maybe you should go to the emergency room, maybe there's a clot, maybe this, maybe that. Well, he was laughing, because this person, he told me after Shabbos, because it was already, the person had explained to him already what to do and took care of the pain, and he called this back, this Dr. Randy Makovsky, to thank him, Motzei Shabbos. What you see from this story is, and this is a lesson we have to take home, the lesson is, everybody who does something in their profession in life is able to help people. And a lot of times, people that are doing a certain profession, whether it's an accountant, whether it's a lawyer, whether it's a doctor, whether you have a grocery store, whether you have a clothing store, whether you have a moissan, and it's up to you who to take kids into the school, whatever you're doing, there's something that you can do to help other people that the other people cannot help themselves. They need to come on to you. The mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim, like we've spoken about countless times, is Ve'ahavta L'Re'echa Kamoicha, which the Rambam explains is a mitzvah of action. Whatever you would like someone to do to you, if you would be in that situation, that's what you should do back to someone else who's in that situation. For example, this person was a doctor, if he needed to come on to a different doctor to help him, he's a urologist, if he had a heart issue, or he had some other kind of thing, how he would wait, please, that doctor, the heart doctor, should call me back, it's so important. But all of a sudden, when the tables are turned, and he's the one giving, I have plenty of time. The person told me that he won't be able to answer the phone on Shabbos. Okay, I'll leave him a message, go to the emergency room at 9:30. The word is, it's so important that a person has to realize, if you'll be in this situation and you go to a clothing store and you need a certain type of suit that you want, and the person that owns the store is able to get that if he really wants, the person should think, if I would be on the other side of the table and I would want that, wouldn't I want the store owner to do it for me? So the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim is, I should do to someone else what I would want someone to do for me. This personified to me so much my cousin Dr. Randy Makovsky, who is 100 times bigger and more chush of a doctor, from the top urologist in the country, so much bigger than this other small-time urologist. But he is a from Erlich Yid. He went ahead and did the Gemilas Chasadim, called the person, stayed in touch with him. They said, I want to be in touch with you. If any problems right after Shabbos, I'm telling you things are going to be okay. He took hold of the situation because he has an Avas Chesed. He wants to help somebody else. And this is so crucial, so important. If you own a school and someone applies to your school, and let's say you really can't take that person, they don't fit your school. But let's say you are the tables were turned and you wanted to send your kid to a school and they couldn't take it. How would you want someone to treat you? Okay, my school is not for you. But you know what? I'm going to help you get into a different school that is good for you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to treat you the way I would want someone to treat me when I'm in that situation. This story drove home to me so strongly that thing. We need people, Klal Yisrael, you didn't have to realize this is what Hashem wants from us. And like we've said over and over, the Baal Shem Tov, the famous Baal Shem Tov, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. Exactly the way you act to other people. That's exactly like your shadow follows you exactly. That is how Hashem will act back to you. Exactly. So therefore, if a person wants that, Hashem should go ahead that extra mile and give him the toiva that he needs and deal with him in a way that he should feel happy, that Hashem is showing attention to him to every detail. If he wants that, he needs to earn it by acting that way, going the extra mile to his fellow neighbor.